Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
We just found out, too, that it's World Mental Health Day.
That's right, and it's something that definitely needs to be talked about. So we have got the CEO of Beyond Blue, Georgie Harmon, with us this morning. Good morning, Georgie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for your time. We understand you've been doing the rounds this morning. M. Rusciano had you, and we can imagine that would have been a lengthy chat.
Look, it was an excellent chat, and as I left, M said, go, Georgie, this is the grand final for you today.
Oh, bless.
I bet. What's the main, you know, when we talk about World Mental Health Day, we have so many days, Are You Okay Day. There are so many days now. How do you get your messages to cut through in a day like today, and what are the most important messages?
Look, yeah, it's true to say that, you know, there are many sort of special days that you know, many different causes have. But I guess from the way I look at it is this is a day that we can really kind of get on the airwaves and get our messages across. But you know what? Every day we should be looking after our mental health. So today is really important. It's World Mental Health Day today. So there's a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of talk happening about mental health and mental illness. My message today is, you know, make every day, make today the day that you start to think about your mental health and you place as much importance on your mental health as you do your physical health. And also, we've launched a major campaign about anxiety conditions, which and anxiety is the most common mental health condition in Australia. Most people think it's depression, but it's not. It's actually anxiety. It affects 2 million Australians every single year.
And it gets brushed aside a fair bit because people just say, oh, look, a little anxious, you know, that's normal, it's fine. But that can lead on to other things as well.
Yeah, and look, we're not interested in those, you know, those normal emotions that we all have, you know, stress of doing radio interviews or doing exams or whatever. Anxiety is part of our everyday life, and that's actually really healthy and helpful. It's when those feelings don't subside. It's when they get to the point where they actually stop you doing things. It's when you've got a racing heart. It's when you've got constant worries that snowball and that make you think that the worst is going to happen, even when the events pass. So when your exam's over, you still have those feelings of worry.
Yeah.
That's when you've got to go and get some help.
So we talk about so often how important it is just to open up, talk, have conversations. Mm. What is your best advice, particularly, I suppose, for younger people that are struggling to identify these feelings that they're not used to, I suppose, that it's all new to them? What's your advice there?
Look, the first thing I'd say is it's not you. It's anxiety talking, you know. This is a condition that's very, very common. It's nothing to be ashamed about. It affects so many of us, 1 in 4 of us in our lives. So it's not you, and it's not a failure of you. It's not a character flaw. Mm. Jump on the website. Jump on beyondblue.org.au and educate yourself. Take an anxiety checklist. And if your score is really high, then we'll basically say to you, these are the things that you can consider doing.
Yeah.
But make today the first day that you take that first step.
Yeah. It's never as great as what it is, and it's never as bad as what it is. We don't normally have a CEO on the line, Tools. We're going to take advantage of this. This is big time. No.
I'm just a normal person.
No, absolutely not. You're titled CEO, and we really appreciate your time. And this is a question that gets asked a fair bit, though. In 2017, how far have we come about talking about mental health, and how far has the government come with supporting mental health? Do you still think there's a long way to go? On a positive note, do you think it's going in the right direction?
Look, I think it's absolutely going in the right direction. I've been working at Beyond Blue now for 3 years. And look, you know, it's a privilege to be the CEO of an organisation like Beyond Blue. I'm a really lucky person. But since I've been at Beyond Blue, and I've been working in mental health probably for about a decade now, there have been massive changes. Great initiatives like Are You Okay?, which really have brought out into the open that it's actually okay to talk about this stuff. It's not going to make things worse. And in fact, when you stop and ask someone, you know, check in with someone, that's often the first point that they realise that people care. And it's often the first place, you know, the first step to them actually saying, actually, I'm not okay. Can you help me to get some help? So to me, things have moved. We know the stigma is reducing. We know the self-shame is reducing. We know that more people are getting help. But, you know, still not enough. Only less than half of people who have a diagnosed mental health condition in Australia actually get support and treatment. And the really good news is that you know, depression and anxiety, which are really common, you can get better, you can recover. And if you don't manage to shake them off completely, you can learn to live with them and manage them really effectively.
Well, Georgie, we thank you so much for your time today, as we know you are so busy. And I love that you've said it is so common. It's getting in touch and it's identifying and working through these things and saying, actually, I'm normal. I'm a normal person.
Yeah,
this is a normal thing.
There are so many people around you who are going through exactly the same stuff, you know. So talk about it. You'll be shocked at how many people actually say, well, actually, I've been there, or my dad's been there, or my sister's been there, you know.
Yeah.
Share your stories, and, you know, treatment works. So make this the day you actually take that step.
Well, Georgie Harmon, CEO of Beyond Blue, thank you so much for joining us. And, look, we would have talked to you more, but these Metro stars, they take time away. But you were just on the number one breakfast show on the Coffs Coast, so we really appreciate your time and continue to have a great day spreading this message, okay?
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's one of the highest-rating TV shows of the year. It is called Survivor. It's back tonight on Win at 7:30. Joel and Tools across the Coffs Coast, and last night, Tools, a big... big tribal council.
Yeah, it was a big tribal council because what happened was they went to a fire challenge, which means they were even in the voting process. There was two people against two, and then they did it again, and then that determined who left.
And that's tradition, so they brought it back. And this is what happened before that. Listen to the squabbling.
How dare he come up to me and tell me who I can and cannot have conversations with. Who the heck does he think he is? If Tara goes off and speaks to Pete three more times this afternoon, like, I'm not going to threaten her and say, listen,
I didn't threaten you. I just said, I'm going to save myself.
I'm not just going to have one conversation and go, yeah, I think I'm sweet. Like, I didn't play this game for 52 days to just go out, you know, like, oh, yeah, I think, you know what I mean? Like...
oh, we know what you mean. That was Michelle and Jericho. Michelle, the latest evictee, she joins us now. How are you going?
Hello, how are you?
Very good, Michelle. How are you? You went out with a bang last night. How frustrating.
Oh, I know. You're telling me.
Mish, Tools, who's sitting across from me, is invested in the show. And she said this, the decision that was made with your family member was the wrong decision. Is that a good call?
I know. You know what? That's who I'm going to blame now.
Yeah.
I had the whole game down pat, and then my sister bursts in and starts giving her opinion on things, and then it went south. I mean, that's it. But no, I'm joking. But she was right. Jericho did have the most friends on the jury, and, you know, he had such a strong game. There was that little bit of doubt in my mind, could I beat him? Mm-hmm. So the best thing to do was to take him out. And look, it's something that worked for, you know, 52 days, so why fail me now? And yeah, it did, and my torch was snuffed.
But if your sister didn't say that, would you have gone with Jericho?
Yeah, I think I would have. So, you know, and I thought
too
Tara
big for
and
your boots.
Petey were doing it too, because...
yeah.
You know, I was quite confident by this point. I thought I was just roaming around camp calling the shots.
Yep.
And I was completely wrong. So that put me in my place. But, look, it was a great experience. And, you know, it was Survivor. So
I honestly
thought I had it in the bag at that stage. And that's probably the worst thing you can actually think in a game of Survivor.
Were you filthy, though, last night going back to the resort with everyone? Or was it just like party time?
Oh, I was filthy. I was filthy for a solid 3 days. Like, I was filthy at myself. That's who I was, you know, angry at. But, look, you know, a couple of glasses of champagne and all was well again in the world.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I was so happy, though, because I do love Jericho. And I just thought, what an amazing play. Good on him for taking it to the fire. Good on Tara for the first time. I was like, finally, Tara's done something good in the game.
I know. Like, 52 days of not, you know, having an impact on the game. Why would I think that she's going to pull out a big move, you know, 3 days out? I mean, it was crazy. But, you know, that I tell you what, that, you know, the game was tough. But Jury Villa was amazing.
Michelle, you speak about the game. At any stage, is it hard to focus on the money because it is such a surreal experience and you want to be able to embrace and take that in? But are you always thinking about the money towards the end, or is it more about the experience?
Oh, the money was in my mind the whole time. Mm-hmm. I was there for the sole purpose of $500,000. And you know how you get people and say, I just want to make really good friends. I just want to challenge my inner soul. Bull. I want the money. That's what I was on that
night before. I like that.
So, Michelle was very... I'm going to be honest and say that $500,000, you know, was on my mind the whole time. Yeah. And I was spending it. You know, I was building my duplexes all around Australia or whatever I was doing. So, you know, I should have maybe concentrated on the game a little bit more instead of, you know, thinking what I can do with the money. But there you go. That's me.
No, I think you were very in the game. But then, yeah, at that wrong moment, just tried to... Get Jerick. Yeah, it was tough, but absolutely entertaining to watch on TV. Is that going to make you vote against Jericho, or are you just going to go, well played, my friend, you get my vote tonight?
I've been watching Survivor for many, many years, so I am a fan of the show. And then to live out your dream and play a, you know, a game that you've been watching for so many years, I respect good game players. And someone can screw me over, or I can have a fight with someone, but I'm only going to give $500,000 to who I think is the best on the day. And, you know, feelings and emotions aside, it's I want an actual Survivor player to take out the title. So
she just said
I'm
that was Jericho.
Excited.
Jerry.
She just said that
Let's
was Jericho.
Let's bring him home. Michelle, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. And well played at the end there. You know,
thank
who would have
you.
Thought it was all about the players and the social players rather than the physical ones this year.
That's right. That's right. I keep saying it's not Ninja Warrior. So
I'm I like this girl.
They thought that all the, you know, the buffheads they and the challenge beasts, I'm glad they thought they were the threats instead of the ones who are out socialising with every Tom, Dick and Harry.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I know. I'm pumped. So, yeah, I mean, the minute I walked in onto the island with this jewelled jumpsuit, I think that's the minute they thought this
No, because you wore the pretty jumpsuit every tribal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whereas I was thinking, like, we're on TV, you know, get your 5 minutes and look good doing it.
So. You've got a great attitude. You're going to get a radio job very soon, too, by the sound of it. Thanks, Michelle.
Listen, I can talk all day. You'd need a long morning to do my radio job.
Bless you, Michelle. Good on you. Enjoy,
thanks
okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks for chatting.